Welcome to a brand new series of I'm a Public Health Professional, Get Me Out of Here. And plenty's been happening since we've been away. The good old British media have been at it again, with the usual understated headlines warning, too much TV can kill you, and the NHS are wasting money on pedalo rides in Cornwall. The Food Standards Agency, meantime, have been getting hot and bothered about undercooked burgers, while Chancellor George Osborne is in the firing line yet again, with The Guardian calling the proposed 6.2% cut in public health budgets a blunder too far. So, plenty for us to get our teeth into, and let's start with a nice undercooked burger. It's been the case for years that people like to eat certain foods which really turn the HO's hair white. Game that follows you out the door, runny eggs, or, now it appears, burgers that a good vet might have a chance of saving. So how do you tell someone their dream meal might have some side effects that they hadn't bargained for? Well, upmarket chain Burger and Lobster will shortly be putting notices outside their restaurants saying the government advises that the consumption of raw or undercooked meat, poultry, seafood, shellfish or eggs may increase illness, particularly for those in vulnerable groups such as children and the elderly. Restaurants wanting to serve burgers rare will have to also put in place a raft of measures, including sourcing meat from approved butchers, rigorous testing, and possibly steam cleaning kitchens. Not everyone's impressed, though. Professor Hugh Pennington, the country's most prominent E. coli expert, has been quoted as telling Environmental Health News that the risks from raw burgers cannot be managed safely, while the FSA themselves will not be changing their advice to consumers that burgers should be cooked thoroughly until they're steaming hot throughout. Things might become a little clearer in October when magistrates in Portsmouth will hear an appeal against an emergency prohibition notice served on the sale of so-called pink burgers at restaurant 6-ounce burgers. Sun is out, what could be better than a quick spin around the bay in a pedalo? Especially if the NHS have footing the bill. That's how the press interpreted the latest move to give patients more control over their individual health budgets. All patients needing continuing health care in their home or in residential care are entitled to have personal budgets to give them more control over the help they get from the NHS. The budgets, of course, must be agreed with local NHS teams. An investigation by the medical publication Pulse, though, aimed primarily at GPs, uncovered unusual uses to which some funds were being put last year. Freedom of Information request to clinical commissioning groups suggests they intend to spend more than £120 million this year on personal budgets for 4,800 patients. Details from 33 of the 209 CCGs, what they funded last year, show that £267,000 was spent on five individuals by Curnow CCG, which covers Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. Of that, £2,080 was spent on aromatherapy, £248 on horse riding and £7.34 on pedalo hire. Not surprisingly, the media grabbed a few cheap headlines about all of that, but in the wide scheme of things, I think I'd prefer a whole busload of pedalo rides compared to the £10 billion the government wasted in 2013 on the abandoned electronic patient record service. And at least no one claimed for a moat or a duck house. But surely no one would try that one on, would they? Staying with the NHS, and junk food retailers will be banned from NHS hospitals in a bid to tackle Britain's obesity crisis. The head of the health service demanded changes in the type of fare offered in hospitals across the country, with a bar and outlets which mainly sell unhealthy foods. Simon Stevens, NHS chief executive, will say the health service must put its own house in order by ditching junk food in order to slim the waistlines of staff, patients and hospital visitors. The announcement follows an investigation by the Daily Telegraph, which exposed the scale of fast food culture within the NHS, with Burger King, Greggs, Baker's and 92 branches of Costa Coffee selling muffins and high sugary drinks amongst those criticised by health campaigners. NHS catering's come a long way since my granddad told me always choose the salad boy. If they don't have to cook it, they can't it up. But surely it's about time their efforts in trying to provide healthy meals were supported by managers who've had their heads turned by cheap bucks from high street food businesses. There's nothing to suggest they have much of a detrimental effect on patients, but we should, of course, remember today's visitor could become tomorrow's patient if they have a poor diet. As mistakes go, George Osborne probably thought his 6.2% cut to public health services would escape under the austerity radar, but he obviously didn't bargain for the intense reaction from the public health professionals. The £200 million cut has been subject to a short consultation, and things, not surprisingly, haven't gone too well for our George. But then again, if you release a far from comprehensive document in August when most people are on holiday, and then leave out any option to give views on the level of cuts involved, what do you expect? Areas such as the promotion of walking and cycling and investment in housing have already produced financial benefits, prompting the press to call the proposed cuts a blunder too far. One of the problems is that budget is spent by local authorities, while savings are realised centrally by the NHS. The return of public health to local government unfortunately seems to have done little to change the opinion I once got from a prominent councillor who said, "Tell me why I should spend my budget on saving the NHS money." Maybe somebody should ask George that. Finally, I hope you've been moving around while you've been listening to this, because according to recent research, a couch potato lifestyle could cause a six-fold increase in the risk of fatal blood clots. People who spend hours binging on television shows run the risk of suffering a fatal pulmonary embolism, according to a major new study of more than 86,000 people in Japan who tracked their viewing habits over 18 years. Those who indulge in marathon TV sessions should take the same precautions against developing deadly blood clots as they would on long-distance flights, warned the research, which is presented at the European Society of Cardiology Conference in London. People who sit in front of the television for 5 hours or more a day have more than twice the risk of suffering a deadly blood clot as those watching less than 2.5 hours, the research says. And the danger of having a fatal pulmonary embolism is even higher amongst those between 40 and 59 who watch more than 5 hours daily. So, conclusive proof that an endless diet of soap operas and reality TV can really damage your health. I wonder if someone will put a health warning on Simon Cowell now. See you in a couple of weeks. Get Me Out of Here is written, presented and produced by Pete Hill. All comments made are purely personal and do not relate to any other body. This podcast is protected by a Creative Commons license. Any unauthorised reproduction for commercial gain is strictly prohibited. Seen so much, I'm going blind.